Pope Benedict XVI is in Washington this week for meetings at the White House and to celebrate Mass in D.C. and New York. As always, people are clamoring to catch a glimpse, a wave, or even a whiff of His Holiness. Okay, maybe people aren't really clamoring to smell the man, but there's a richer tradition to papal aromas than you might think. In fact, there's a fragrance on the market right now, Pope's Cologne, that promises to give you the aromatic aura of Pope Pius IX. Dr. Fred Haas is the man who resurrected this 19th century smell for 21st century noses, and he joins us now. Hi, Dr. Haas.
Good morning.
So where on earth did you get the idea for Pope's Cologne? Or what am I saying? The inspiration probably was not earthly, was it?
Well, yes, it was. My sisters years ago sent me an old cookbook from Maryland, and in that there was a formula for the Pope's Cologne that had been submitted by a woman named Adair Skipwith Alden. And I saw this in the cookbook. I thought, this is very strange, a Pope wearing cologne. And so we made some. It was very, very nice. We said, gosh, someday I think I'll make that stuff and market it. And so I'm doing it.
Now, Dr. Haas, before you tell me what it smells like, how do you know this is a true recipe? This woman got the recipe in the cookbook. How?
According to her, she got it from her niece, whose name was Antoinette Polk. Antoinette Polk was a great heroine of the Confederacy during the Civil War, and she ended up marrying a man named Baron Charles Charette, who had been in the papal guard of Pope Pius IX. And apparently the recipe passed from Charles Charette, her husband, to her, and then from her to her aunt. But I can't guarantee that the formula is accurate or genuine or anything. But the provenance for it is pretty good.
All right. I'm dying to know. What does this smell like? I'm picturing holy water mixed with incense.
No, it's a very classy, elegant cologne. It has notes of citrus and violet and marvelous freshness. I use it as an aftershave every day, and my sons do. Pope Pius IX, you know, before he was Pope, he's an aristocrat. And during the middle of the 19th century, most of the monarchies and aristocrats did use cologne. And I imagine that he had his own perfumer make this formula for him.
Now, Dr. Haas, are you hoping that maybe Pope Benedict will wear your cologne?
No, I hadn't. I mean, I wouldn't mind. It's not a commercial venture, really, the cologne. It's a very nice cologne. It has a very limited market. We only sell it at the website, which is thepopescologne.com. There are a couple gift stores that picked it up, but it has a very limited appeal.
Well, Dr. Haas, do you think this could be unisex? I mean, if a lady wears Pope's cologne, she might be able to attract a handsome pope?
Well, I never thought about that. There aren't too many handsome popes around, but Benedict's not bad looking, but he's 81, you know.
I know, but, you know, he's got a nice house.
You know, some of those perfumes are chick magnets.
Dr. Haas, thank you so much for joining us.
It was fun talking to you.
Dr. Fred Haas is a family doctor in California and the creator of Pope's Cologne. For a link to the website for the cologne, go to our website, morefairgame.org.